939-1348.
If you've tried refinancing your underwater mortgage and think you can't, think again. Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage. And at Shore Mortgage, we're refinancing underwater homeowners who were recently turned down by their banks. Call our homeowner hotline right now at 800-523-HOME to learn more. If you owe more than your house is worth, you've got to call Shore Mortgage today. It'll only take you 5 minutes on the phone on our homeowner hotline, 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NML System Number 3038.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
It's a large morning show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I'm Paul Harris, filling in for Frank, who is too depressed about not being in the Forbes 400 today, their list of the richest Americans. 401. Oh, yeah. So close.
He didn't make it. Oh,
so
boy.
He decided not to come in. Ian and Dan are here with me today to prove once again that I only do the show by myself. Little inside joke.
We are nowhere near Forbes 400.
No. No. They come out with the list.
40 million.
Yeah. About 300 million.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Later on, we'll do the Harris Challenge. I actually wasn't planning on doing it today, and then Dan told me it's Constitution Day.
Yes, it is.
Ah.
And so he said, maybe, you know, you can work up a Constitution category for the Harris Challenge. And I said, okay, I guess we'll see if we can come up with one. And sure enough, there's one standing by, so in about an hour or so. And explain how you knew today was Constitution Day, Dan.
I knew today was Constitution Day because I work at Broadcast Center, and it's owned by Bryan College, and they are... getting accredited and get to get federal money and all this other stuff. But they also celebrate Constitution Day.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea there was a Constitution Day.
Do you know
Day.
Anybody else who celebrates Constitution Day?
No. No. Never. Never heard of it. But now I celebrate Constitution Day.
What does celebrating Constitution Day involve?
I guess some red, white, and blue balloons. We had some cupcakes and some punch and some flags.
Constitution Woo-hoo! Punch.
Yeah, Constitution punch.
Because it's your right. It's right there in the Bill of Rights.
It is.
Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, freedom to assemble peaceably, and freedom to have punch and cupcakes.
That's right. We the people.
That's it. No other country did that before we came up with the Constitution in 1787.
Nope.
Those damn Brits didn't think of that. They didn't even have cupcakes until we invented them.
Jerks.
Did we invent cupcakes?
I think Dolly Madison did.
Okay, well, she's an American.
Yeah.
So, I don't understand exactly why Broadcast Center has to celebrate Constitution Day.
I don't know either. I didn't understand it, but we did. So, I just went with it. I just went along. Any kind of party, I go with.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Hey, look, here's what you really learned today. And here's the good lesson that you passed along to the youngsters who you're teaching there at Broadcast Center, the baby DJs and engineers and announcers of the future, is you taught them that there's always going to be a chance when you're in radio that somebody's going to show up with punch and cupcakes.
Yes.
Yes.
With free food.
Yes.
That's one of the reasons why we got into this business.
Now, if you really want to be a broadcast professional, you will always wear sneakers because you don't want to get there after the salespeople do.
No. No. Oh, no. Nothing will be left.
Now, I don't know if a cupcake can have a carcass, but it can.
If you ever end up on a wacky morning show, you can go find out what all kinds of days are celebrated every day of the year.
Yeah. I used to look in a book called Chase's Calendar of Events.
National Toilet Paper Day.
It would have all sorts of things. Oh, I used to do those kind of wacky, National Peanut Day, and I would call up the people at Planters and have them give me peanuts to give away. And that's good stuff. That's good. I remember once I looked in there, what's up for today, and I was doing a morning show at the time. So I was on the air at 5:30, so I got to work a little bit after 5 a.m., and I would always look through there, well, what are we going to talk about today? And I looked in there, and it said what I thought was, today is Mother's Day. And it was a weekday. And I knew in the back of my brain, Mother's Day is always on a
Sunday in
Sunday
May.
In May.
Yeah.
I don't know what Sunday in May it is, I figure it out every year. I haven't memorized that. Like, you know, I know what Christmas Day is. I know when Halloween is. I know when Valentine's Day is. I don't really know which Sunday in May it is, but that doesn't matter because it's easy to remember because all you have to do is go to any store and the guilt on men in America to remember Mother's Day will be reinforced.
Yes.
Did you ever try to buy a Mother's Day card on Mother's Day while you're on your way to your mom's house?
Yeah.
Oh.
The best is taking pictures of the card aisle on Valentine's Day and Mother's Day.
Yes.
There's 80 guys huddled around two sections.
There are no women there. Speaking of which, I will guarantee you right now, if you came to my house and went up into our office and looked in the bag of cards that my wife has at all times, she already has next year's Mother's Day card for her mom and my mom.
Does she have the Constitution Day card?
Nope. I've never seen that in the times that I've had to go there. But then again, I don't think I've bought cards in September because we don't have any family anniversaries or birthdays in September. Oh, wait a second. We do.
Damn. Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
Just remembered my sister-in-law.
Oh, boy.
My wife probably has a card in the back. That's what I always say. Hey, you know, it's Karen's birthday this weekend. You have a card, don't you? Yeah, of course I have a card.
Okay. I already sent it.
Here's a great website, daysoftheyear.com. Yesterday was Step Family Day.
Step Family Day?
What?
Yes.
I didn't know
that. For good or bad, it can be argued that the traditional radio family is becoming a thing of the past. Step Family Day recognizes that surrogate and surrogate and step families deserve recognition for the care and support they provide, and that in many cases, step parents, step siblings, and step relatives are just as loved and close as biological relatives.
Good for them.
Tomorrow is Water Monitoring Day. Would you like to know what that is?
Yes, I would.
Frank is on the line.
What?
Frank is on the line.
All right. We'll interrupt these. No, first Nathan,
water monitoring day.
What do you think? It's his show?
Water is a precious commodity.
Yeah.
And one which we tend to take for granted until supplies run short. Water Monitoring Day promotes considerate usage of water so as to preserve resources and ensure that water is available when it's needed most.
This is like the thing last week, I think it was Michelle Obama came out with this drink up campaign to get us all to drink more without actually telling us how much water you're actually supposed to drink.
Friday is punch day. You missed out.
Oh, no.
I'm going to tell them.
Wow. If only that could be cupcake day, too. Dan's head would explode.
Yes.
All right. Here's Frank. Hi.
You know what's disturbing to me? Normally, when the boss calls, like I would be the boss, I guess, on this show.
Yes, you would.
And I heard Dan say, hey, Frank's on the phone.
Yeah.
And then I just heard Dion go, you know, cupcake day is coming. I just kept talking about whatever it was, as if to say, well, he can wait. Let me tell you something. You're talking number 408 on that Forbes list, okay?
I thought it was 401.
Here's the reason I called. I'm on the road. I'm on 70, and I'm coming back to Kansas City. I'm 20 miles out of Kansas City. Explain this to me. I just passed, and I'm not making this up. By the way, you're in for a lot of rain. Can you hear me? I'm on a Bluetooth. Is it okay?
Yeah, we got you.
What?
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I knew you'd do that, Dan. I knew you'd do that. So it's raining like crazy. By the way, you're in for a lot of rain because it's all coming your way. But I just passed a guy in a convertible. Now, it's raining, and his top is down in the convertible. What is that about? And it was a fairly new car, because I don't believe it's broken. And it's not just sort of raining, it's raining. And we're on the interstate, and the guy's top was down. I just like to point out from time to time, there are really crazy people.
I have seen this many, many times, and I think that the people who are driving the car, they're being shielded from the rain by the windshield, but they don't understand the rest of the passenger compartment, particularly the back seat, is not.
Okay. So here's the other thing. At some point, you might have to slow down or stop.
Yeah.
And then when you do, your car's going to get filled with water. I saw this a couple of days ago when we had our last shower. The same exact thing. And the guy was in a Mercedes. I mean, like a new, nice Mercedes convertible. He's on the Highway 100 in Wildwood. And I'm not kidding. His top was down. And wait, it was raining. I don't know.
Wait a minute. I just checked the list. Today is National Drive with the Top Down While Raining Day.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That explains it. That explains it. Okay, I just called to say you're doing a great job, but then I listened for a couple of minutes.
Thank you. By the way, well, we should ask, everything okay with the eyes?
Yes and no. I got to tell you something. I went to the most unbelievable eye clinic. Somebody said to me, this is, pick whatever you think is the best of the best in a particular medical, like Mayo Clinic, okay, whatever their specialty is. Somebody had told me, this is the Mayo Clinic, the MD Anderson, when MD Anderson is the cancer, this place is for refractive surgery. I have never seen anything like it. They tested my eyes for exactly 3 hours and 40 minutes.
Wow.
I didn't even know that such equipment or tests existed. Bad news for you, and this is not a joke. I did ask them about you.
Yeah.
This is strictly a refractive facility. They don't do optic nerve things. They don't do retinal issues. It's strictly corneal and lens related. But what an unbelievable facility. And when a doctor in St. Louis, an ophthalmologist that I really respect, says to you, you know what, because of your situation and this condition and because yours is an unusual case, even though we do this, you need to go to the best there is. And I respect any doctor that sends you on and hands you off to somebody else rather than just go, oh, yeah, we do that, and, you know, take the money, because it's not cheap. It's not covered by insurance. So I have a tremendous respect for doctors who do that. But every once in a while, you just experience something that just blows you away. And the guy that examined my eyes for 3.5 hours was an ophthalmology professor. He's 36 or 37 years old, and he taught at Harvard.
Good grief.
Wow.
I just said to this guy, how old are you? What are you, 37? How are you that smart that at this age you've already not only gone to Harvard, you taught at Harvard, and now you're doing this? How does somebody get that smart?
Well, let me tell you that, Frank.
You know, like most people like that, he was kind of modest about it, but it was very impressive. What?
Dan, while you were talking, it reminded Dan of himself.
Yeah, I was going to tell you how
you
smart
were describing
I am.
Him.
That's funny.
I'm an instructor.
That's very funny. All right, so that's just a reporting in from the road where it's National Driver Convertible in the Rain Day, and people apparently are paying tribute to that and acknowledging it, and I'm glad to see that. And I'll be listening.
Okay.
So you might want to really try to do a pretty good job.
Wait a minute. Since when is that the standard for this show?
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what? I'm thinking of the Charles Jaco show. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'll talk to you later.
All right. See ya.
All right.
Frank calling in while driving in the rain.
Would you like to hear some other days?
Well, wait. Let me finish my Mother's Day story.
Oh, okay.
Which I was telling before somebody rudely interrupted the show here with cupcakes and eyeballs. By the way, one of the greatest hits for the Strawberry Alarm Clock. Cupcakes and eyeballs, cupcakes and eyeballs. Anyway. Thank you. So I'm sitting at the radio station I worked for at the time, and I'm looking through Chase's calendar of events, and it says Mother's Day. But I know it's not Mother's Day because it's a weekday. Mother's Day is always on Sunday, and I didn't work on Sundays.
Right.
So I go on the air, and I ask, because as I've mentioned before, we have brilliant people listening to the show. There's always somebody who has the answer to any question you can ask on the air. So I ask, how is it possible that this book, which knows everything, National Asbestos Awareness Day, National Linoleum Day, National everything, Step Family Day, how does it not know that today is not Mother's Day? Because it says right here, Mother's Day. And somebody called up and said, it's not Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day.
Mothers.
Like there are people who collect butterflies. There are people who collect moths. And this is the day that they've chosen to honor them.
Wow.
Hmm.
You know what? Moth people, you need to change your day.
No, man.
Or at least you should contact the people at Chase's Calendar Events so it doesn't say Mother's Day without an explanation. Because there's no human being on earth who looks at M-O-T-H-E-R and goes, oh, Mother.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Put a couple spaces in between.
Something. Moth Awareness Day, something like that would fit.
And now, the day before that is National Light Bulb Day, because you have to have light bulbs to catch the moth.
That's right.
You get them. Oh, living up to that high standard, Frank. You're welcome. Speaking of hospitals and surgery, you know, Frank was talking about going to this place that's unbelievably great there in Kansas City. Here's a place you may not want to go. The Torrance Memorial Medical Center in Los Angeles, which is now being sued by a woman who actually, she worked there, but she had to go in to get some surgery done. And while she was under anesthesia, one of the surgeons put a fake mustache on her upper lip and some fake tears on her cheek and took pictures of her. And now she is suing. This happened actually almost 2 years ago. She says she finally learned of these bizarre photos from coworkers who had seen them after she went back to work at a surgical supply purchaser, as a surgical supply purchaser at the hospital. This is where she works.
Why would they do something like that? Put a fake mustache on her tears.
Amid the claims that she levels against the anesthesiologist and the surgeon is that they also positioned her neck so they could keep her mouth open in order to make a crude sexual joke during the procedure.
Oh.
Now.
I wonder what that would be.
I would say right here and now, I don't want anybody thinking about any jokes while they're doing any kind of procedure on me.
Mm-mm.
I want it to be the most serious, scientific, and medical-oriented place you've ever been, and nothing's funny. There better not be a, and also I don't want to, through my anesthesia haze, I don't want to hear this. Uh-oh. Those are my two rules.
I had surgery one time. I woke up, and they were laughing.
Oh, no.
And I looked down and thought I was covered, and I thought, what are they laughing? I finally asked them later. I said, what was everyone laughing about? And they said, when they put me out, the anesthesiologist was bragging on how no one ever gets sick on him. No one ever does that. And they said, right on cue, I rolled over. I just kind of turned my head and threw up all over him.
So they're laughing at him.
They were laughing at him.
Yeah, okay. This woman says in her lawsuit that not only did they do the stuff with the mustache and everything else, but they also gave her full anesthesia instead of a simple sedative for the sole purpose of humiliating and embarrassing her. And then the hospital is also named in the lawsuit. And here's what they say in a statement they came out with. While the breach of professionalism outlined regrettably did occur, Torrance Memorial is vigorously defending this lawsuit and requesting its dismissal. And then the rest of the statement, which I'm not going to read to you, essentially goes on to chalk the matter up as a practical joke between friends.
No.
How'd you like that for your surgical buddies? Oh, well, we're going to get her. Wait till she wakes up and sees what we put on Facebook with her with a fake mustache while she was under, and we're doing the oral sex joke. She is going to laugh. Not so much.
So there's no monetary value yet that she's going to get?
Not on the report that I saw.
A couple hundred thousand, you can make some oral sex jokes about me with my mouth open.
Yeah, no
okay
kidding.
All right, we'll take a break and come back in a moment here. Joe Hipperson's going to talk about the new DVDs and CDs for the week, or I guess we should say the new downloads for the week in a moment here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's see how traffic looks and check in with Tim Weiland. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Dan. Well, you know, I thought it was funny when you said when you woke up and the surgeon was laughing, or the anesthesiologist.
Yeah, they were all laughing, nurses and everybody.
All that I could think of is, you know, whenever Frank says, Dan, show us 2.5 inches, maybe they caught a glimpse of that.
That's what I immediately look.
What does that
down.
Say? That's the first thing that Dan thought of.
Yeah. I looked down to, say, to make sure I wasn't exposed.
Yeah. Oh, gown on backwards again.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, we just got a report of an accident. It's on westbound 4064 at Ballas. No word of any lane blockage. We just now took off. We got stuck on the taxiway. So we're just now coming up on the downtown bridge approaches. And boy, eastbound 5570 looks like a parking lot from the Poplar Street Bridge through Highway 64. I do know that southbound 270 now has some slow to stop and go pockets between 40 and Doherty Ferry. You're getting heavier up in North County. Eastbound 270 is just a little bit east of McDonald now through New Florissant. And look for the normal slowdown on northbound 170 between 70 and Scudder Road. In this traffic report brought to you by Missouri Lottery, play the Pick 3 and Pick 4 twice as nice promotion from the Missouri Lottery and get extra chances to win between now and September 28th. Play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Jim McMillan from the Inside Out Show.
The Big 550 KTRS kicks off fall in St. Louis with an incredible day of live jazz and blues on two stages in historic Webster Groves this Saturday.
Really?
It's the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, and the Inside Out Show will be broadcasting live.
Who are you talking about? Oh, that's me.
This entire foot-stomping, booty-shaking, dancing-in-the-streets party is free.
Really?
For more information about the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Fest, go to KTRS.com.
I couldn't be happy.
I'm just calling to let you know what a great experience I had.
You really got us to a better place.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. People all over St. Louis are taking advantage of our low interest rates and great customer service. Home values are rising, and with rates still so low, the time to refinance is right now.
You know, after you told me how much money I could save every month, I thought, well, that's almost a car payment.
Don't be left behind. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants. Pay off those high interest rate credit cards and save hundreds, even thousands of dollars.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the threes, make the call today. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
We'll get you to a better place.
NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999. Or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-900-6317. That's 1-800-900-6317. 1-800-900-6317. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We want to let every woman try Bare Minerals' revolutionary foundation and fall in love with their skin again. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. So call now. 1-800-400-4034. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and leaders in beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. We're letting as many women as possible try it, and you can be one of them. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation, and we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-400-4034 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-400-4034.
Hi folks, this is Alan Thicke, and if you're one of those millions of Americans who owes back taxes, if you get nervous when the mail comes because you might get a letter from the IRS, then you've heard. They're cracking down this year. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank account. Even your home or business could be up for grabs over unpaid taxes. It's all true. But it's also true that they're offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. offered, so now's the time. If you qualify, the experts at Optima Tax Relief, their team of attorneys and enrolled agents, will get you the best deal possible. Optima has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-357-0726. That's 800-357-0726. 800-357-0726. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading cause of blindness among adults aged 20 to 74. The truth is, your eyes could already be damaged from diabetes and you may not even know it. There's only one way to find out. Get a retina eye exam. Don't wait. Acting early can help prevent vision loss. The American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech wants you to see the world as clearly as possible. Find out more on how to protect your vision at diabeteseyecheck.org.
Hey, natural gas leaks can be very dangerous if you're not careful.
A tip from your friends at Mango, Missouri's Association of Natural Gas Operators.
If you smell the odor of natural gas, leave it to the professionals to track it down. Don't turn any electrical appliances on or off. Cell phones or light switches can create a dangerous spark. Warn others and leave the building immediately. And make sure you call your gas company from another location.
Learn more natural gas safety tips at mosafegas.com.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center for great deals on America's most trusted battery, DieHard. Plus, take advantage of a free battery check. Visit Sears Auto Center today.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi there, it's Frank. I'm sure most of you know by now that in Chesterfield Valley, the big news and ooh, the hubbub is all about a couple of outlet malls that have opened there. And they're, I don't know, 150, 200 stores or something. That's great. That's fine. And hope they do well. But right in between those outlet malls is a store like no store in either of those outlet malls. And they could open 20 more outlet malls and there wouldn't be a store like Amini's. In fact, there's not another store in all of St. Louis like Amini's. You have to go to Kansas City to find a store like Amini's. And guess what? That store is Amini's. Now, that's the only way you're going to duplicate it is with another Amini's. And it's hard to explain why. I'm going to ask you to just go there, and then you'll see why I can't explain to you what Amini's is all about. And this time of year, you especially need to go and take a look at the finest patio furniture you can buy. The finest patio furniture available anywhere is what they sell at Amini's. It is absolutely spectacular. No junk. They don't deal in junk. You want patio furniture to last a season or two and then you junk it? You don't want to go to Amini's. And you can still save a ton of money. I know it's toward the end of patio furniture season. We still have a couple of months left to enjoy the outdoors, and the savings are as much as 50%, depending on what you buy, when you look at patio furniture at Amini's. And remember, too, that's the single largest category that they do business in from spring to fall is patio furniture. That'll tell you how much patio furniture they move. It'll also tell you a lot of people who care about quality and want top quality patio furniture. So whether it's that or the Jaffe lighting or the games, Amini's under the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
No, it's not Friday. It's Paul filling in for Frank Day with Ian and Dan both here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Oric. Seven locally owned and operated Oric home centers throughout the St. Louis area. You can also see what they offer by going to the website, O-R-E-C-K. That's Oric.com. Oric, proud sponsors of this gentleman right here, Mr. Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Hello, Joe. How are you today?
I'm lovely, Mr. Paul Harris. How are you, sir?
I'm also hanging in there pretty well. I have one little bit of showbiz news I just want to mention before you get to the CDs and DVDs, because I just read this.
Yeah?
The AMC series Mad Men, next year was supposed to be their next year, their final season.
And they're going to?
Split it into two seasons like Breaking Bad did.
Of course.
So you'll get seven episodes next year, starting in the spring, and then seven episodes, you got to wait another year to 2015 before you get the final thing. Matthew Weiner, who's the guy who was the executive producer of the show, says they're going to do all 14 or 13 shows at once. But AMC is going to hold them and not put them on the air until 2015.
Now, why do you think they would do that?
Two reasons. One, more money. because they can now sell DVDs of the half season,
right,
to get people who binge watch them to catch up. Plus, you can get nominated for 2 years' worth of Emmys this way instead of just one.
Now, do you believe that that's accurate? Because if you think about it, you're getting nominated in a year that you weren't really supposed to even be in, and it's a performance that you'd filmed prior to. You should only be allowed, and when it comes to the Emmys, one season is one season. I don't care how they break it up. I mean, they could release an episode every year, and a guy could cash in every year at the Emmys. I don't think it's fair for the other actors.
Well, I think it's doesn't, you know, some shows do 22 episodes a year. Other shows do 13. Some other shows do 8. Should that matter? No.
No, it doesn't. And you know what they're going to do is you got double. It's a double dip now. So a year after you've got this first run of 7 episodes, now you can have the next 7, and you get double the commercial revenue, too.
Well, I'll tell you, one of the real reasons AMC is doing this is they're about to lose Breaking Bad in 2 weeks, one of the shows that has been the mainstay of their Sunday night lineup for years, just like Mad Men. And they don't want to lose both Breaking Bad and Mad Men in a 12-month period. So this way they push Mad Men off to another year.
All right. Well, I personally just couldn't get into Mad Men. I mean, I don't know if it's your cup of tea or not. I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, I've watched every episode. There have been some not so great episodes along the way, but I think it's one of the classiest and best shows television's offered in the last several years. But now we're just all going to have to wait. And by the way, that new season I'm talking about doesn't even start till next spring. but they just announced it today. So anyway, what do you have for us on the?
Anyway,
thank you, Bernice. What do you have on the DVDs and CDs? I'm actually catching myself on
the music. We've got Jack Johnson. He's got a new record out called From Here to Now to You. The Band, live at the Academy of Music from 1971. It's out today on CD. The Bloody Beetroots have a record out called Hide today. Johnny Lang. You guys remember Johnny Lang?
Johnny Lang.
Yes.
Yeah. Blues guitarist?
Real young guy, right? When he came out?
Yes, yes. He's got they're calling it his greatest interpretation of blues music ever. It's called Fight for My Soul. That's out today. Sponge, 90s rocker Sponge, with a brand new record called Stop the Bleeding. The Stripes have got an album called Snapshot. Potty Mouth is a band with a record called Hellbent out today. Placebo have a record called Loud Like Love.
You know, if you listen to Placebo's album, it's like you haven't listened to an album at all.
Nice. Five for Fighting. They got a record called Bookmarks out today. Carcass, they are releasing Surgical Steel. The Royal Bangs, they've got a record out called Brass. This is not a fake band name. This is not me trying to plug what we do on Friday. This is a real band. It's called Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. And they have a record out today called Fly by Wire.
Wow.
And the Dirt Bombs. The Dirt Bombs got a brand new record today. It's great. It's called Ooey Gooey Chewy Kablooey.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Well, let's go over to the DVD, the Blu-ray. And on Blu-ray, for the first time ever today, the Tremors Attack Pack is now available. You remember Tremors from 1990, right?
Is that the one with Kevin Bacon and Fred Ward and I can't remember who else is
Reba
in it.
Reba McIntyre's in it.
And Michael Gross.
Michael Gross.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And nobody really thought it was going to be anything. It looked really campy, but it really works.
It does. I like it. I like watching it. It is very campy.
But, oh, yeah. I didn't see the others. How many Tremors were there?
Well, there were a couple of Tremors. There was Tremors 2, Aftershocks. Tremors 3, Back to Perfection. And Tremors 4, The Legend Begins. In 2003, there was a Tremors TV show. And guess what? They all starred Michael Gross.
You know, speaking of Michael Gross from Family Ties, Michael J. Fox has this new show coming back on TV. I think it's on NBC starting this week, maybe next week. The promos for it look pretty good, but I wonder how long he can make fun of his Parkinson's before that joke before it becomes a one joke show.
Well, it all depends on what they do with the secondary characters. I mean, if it's all just on his shoulders, so to say, then I think you're right. I think it would be like in my opinion, it should be a show where, yeah, he kind of pokes fun at it, but maybe it would have had a better run on maybe Showtime or HBO, and it would have only been like a 12-episode run. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just my little 2 cents.
Also, it'll be interesting to see how he does starring on a single-camera sitcom, because he was doing stuff in front of a studio audience for all those years on not only Back to the Future, but on Family Ties and then on Spin City.
Well, I remember when he was when he guest starred a bit on the show Rescue Me, and I was really blown out at how good he did in that.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
And I mean, because you didn't expect him. You didn't expect him to either, one, be that dark of a character, or two, to still have that vibe. There's something about Michael J. Fox. I don't care what it is or what he's doing. I'll glue myself in. And by the way, that reminds me, did you ever check out The Frighteners?
I still have it on my instant viewing queue on Netflix, but I haven't watched it yet. No, I'm sorry.
Since this is the Tuesday audience and not the Friday one, my Diamond in the Rough recommendation on the Michael J. Fox tip, The Frighteners. Peter Jackson, that's right, the guy who directed The Lord of the Rings. He directed it. Robert Zemeckis, Forrest Gump, Back to the Future, he produced it. It's a really, really cool movie. Also, out on Blu-ray for the first time ever today. Okay, see, I hate when they do that, because this has come out on Blu-ray, but it was in a box set. You had to buy all of them at one time. Now, individually, you can get the 1931 Bela Lugosi Dracula, the 31 Frankenstein with Boris Karloff, 35's Bride of Frankenstein, and the 1941 original The Wolfman with Bela Lugosi. They're all individually released now on Blu-ray, if that's your thing. I can't think of anybody who would really... I mean, maybe there are people. Like, can you think... Would you do that, Paul? Would you go get the Blu-ray version of 1931's Dracula, go home, sit down, tell everybody to be quiet, and watch it all at one time?
No, and I don't understand why a movie from 1931 needs to be on Blu-ray. What is that current technology going to do to a movie from 82 years ago?
Well, people are going to argue, oh, they take the original master, they take the original, and you know, all they're doing is taking, it's basically, you take film reels, and they're like putting one over the other, so that the image looks a little bit darker, a little bit denser. It's ridiculous. It's... To me, VHS, a VHS version of Dracula is probably going to look better than the Blu-ray will, because on the Blu-ray you can see the cracks and the makeup on the faces. Also, on Blu-ray for the first time ever in a special collector's edition, George Romero's 1985's Day of the Dead. I think they're trying to cash in on another big release. It's also out today. Kevin Smith, the director of Clerks, the man who's made a lot of mistakes in his filmmaking career, but he also has some gems as well, would never, ever have made Clerks. He would never have gotten Clerks, and you would never have gotten Pulp Fiction if it wouldn't have been for a movie called Slacker, directed for $3,000 by Richard Linklater in 1991. That's just me putting my two cents out there. Slacker. Without that, there would not have been this weird indie film movement that just erupted in the early 1990s.
Weird to think that that's the same Richard Linklater who later went on to make those hyper-romantic movies Before Sunset and Before Sunrise and Before Midnight.
And those Craftmatic Beds.
What?
Well, it says Art Linklater, I think.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
You were really reaching, man.
But of course, Richard Linklater also did Dazed and Confused.
Right, and it was because of Dazed and Confused that I think he was allowed to go a bit experimental. Would you say experimental?
On
the concept.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it's gutsy, but really, Slacker, when he did it, it was $3,000. He put it all together, and that movie became this phenomenon, this cult phenomenon that all these independent filmmakers heard about, and they realized, hey, I could do this too, and it gave a lot of people that little nudge and budge. So I'm telling you, we would be in a world where Pulp Fiction was not something in our pulp vocabulary, or Kevin Smith and Clerks and all that stuff had it not been for this one film. I'm not saying it's a brilliant movie, just saying it's got to be appreciated. It's out on Blu-ray for the first time ever today.
You know what I would like to do if I had $3,000 right now? I would like to make a bet with Ian that I could not walk out here into Westport Plaza and find a human being who knows who Art Linklater is.
Well, you know what? You know what?
Yeah, I consider
Ian,
a lock.
No, Ian, take the bet, because those speakers, they blast out of Westport, man. Somebody's got to heard it by now.
That's right, yeah.
No, they may have heard it, but they don't know who he is.
Okay. Well, hope, you know what?
Hickey College girls, no.
With the millions that listen and online that are listening, we probably informed a lot of people right now. We've done a good thing, Paul.
At least a dozen people chuckled after that.
All right, Arrow Season 1 is out today, Heartland Season 3, The Mentalist Season 5, Bates Motel Season 1, that's the modern-day reimagining of Psycho, Leverage Season 5, Grimm Season 2, CSI Season 13.
Wow.
And the always wonderful and manipulative show to confuse every teenage kid that's got confused feelings, Glee Season 4 is out today. Sorry, I absolutely despise that show and everything it stands for.
No reason to apologize.
Oh, guess what's out today? Behind the... Oh, I'm going to say it wrong. I've been trying to practice how to say it. Behind the Candelabra. Did I do it right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. The Liberace movie, Behind the Candelabra, which I have been practicing how to say that over and over again, is out today on Blu-ray and regular DVD.
It just won 8 Creative Arts Emmy Awards on Sunday night.
Really?
And
wow.
And will help us with our Harris Challenge in the next half hour by pushing some punishment music our way.
I wish my brother
wink,
George
wink.
Was here.
All right, The Bling Ring, directed by Sofia Coppola, starring a very hot Emma Watson. The Bling Ring, about a bunch of materialistic brats in Los Angeles, is out today. It's a little long and boring and tedious, but it's still got a very hot Hermione. Showgirls,
you know that Emma Watson was really good in This Is the End.
Yes.
The James Franco, Seth Rogen movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I could say hot Hermione. I mean, she's legal. I mean, it's all right. I could say that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. Oh, Showgirls 2, Pennies from Heaven, that is out today.
Showgirls 2?
Yes, Showgirls 2, Pennies from Heaven.
What, Elizabeth Berkley couldn't get any other job?
I don't think there's a single star in this film that
they couldn't
I
even get Elizabeth Berkley.
Out today is, of course, World War Z, a good, entertaining film, but not a great zombie movie. And no, the original ending that they scrapped to reshoot and everything else is not included in either the Blu-ray version or the Blu-ray 3D version.
That movie made a lot of money, didn't it?
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a very good success, but as far as me really trying not to get overly critical, it was a good roller coaster, just not a great zombie movie. And I really think their ending, their choice of ending, could have been a little bit more exciting and not so much like I Am Legend that Will Smith had done just a few years earlier. And last but not least. Okay. I usually tell you guys what to rent, buy, avoid, everything else. I'm just going to put this out there right now. I know it's getting closer to October, closer to Halloween time, so you're going to be looking for things. If you go to the Redbox, avoid this film like the plague. It is absolutely ludicrous. It's terrible, and it's being released today. And if you get it, I have no respect for you. Death by VHS has been released today. But a couple that rents a cursed video cassette recorder. I'm just giving you fair warning. The cover art might make it look like it could be an appealing type of Saw film. It is not. Avoid Death by VHS.
Do you think they're trying to get the same people who watched The Ring, which is about that videotape that people watched and then died?
Ooh, look at you. You're a marketing genius, man. That's a good idea. Interesting. Hey, they never, you know, they did The Ring too, right?
Yeah.
But you know what we should do? We could probably get a lot of Redbox rentals. We could do an independent film. We could be like Richard Linklater, who everybody knows now, and we could do The Rings. So you put an S on the end.
Well, actually,
different title.
I was going to suggest that we do a prequel to Death by VHS, and we call it Death by Laserdisc Player.
And our sequel will be The Revenge of Betamax. That'd be awesome. All right, I'll talk to you guys on Friday. Off. Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
Ian already has the plot worked out for it. What is it?
The killer tossing laser discs around and just chopping heads off.
Yeah.
Decapitating
people with laser discs. If you can't sell that in a pitch meeting in Hollywood, Hollywood's got something wrong. The Joe's brought to you Tuesdays and Fridays by Auric, 7 locally owned and operated Auric home centers in the St. Louis area, and online at O-R-E-C-K, auric.com.
See how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland, Airborne.
Well, when I flew over it, that accident on westbound 40 at Ballas had a couple lanes blocked. Everything is now open, but boy, you are slowing. First of all, from the Science Center to McCausland, but then from McKnight out through Ballas, it's just a parking lot. You're a little slow out through Chesterfield Valley. We've got some rain out in this area through the west end of Chesterfield Valley and into St. Charles County. You're a little bit slow to the Boone Bridge, and you're heavy again approaching 94 to about a half a mile west of Highway K. Now looking at eastbound 70, you're slow from Cave Springs through Mid Rivers Mall Drive. We've got another accident. It's on northbound 170 at Scudder Road that has traffic jamming up approaching Natural Bridge. Southbound 270, a little heavy at Lindbergh. Stop and go from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. And on eastbound 270, it looks like we're slowing now at or near McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by the Missouri Lottery. Play the Cadillac Riches, play the Cadillac Riches Scratchers game from the Missouri Lottery, and you have a chance to win a new Cadillac vehicle or up to 100 grand. expand instantly. Every ticket gives back to education, so play it forward with the Missouri Lottery. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Even if you haven't thought of it yet, we're probably already talking about it. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Hi, it's Frank, taking a very rare day off. Just want to remind all of you that for 21 years, American Equity Mortgage has put thousands of people in homes, providing them the mortgages for those homes, and has saved thousands of other people lots of money by getting them out of bad debt and showing them what good debt was. Good debt is money you can borrow at a reasonable interest rate, not a ridiculous interest rate. Credit card debt, and that's what it is, debt. When you use your credit cards, you're borrowing money. You either pay it back right away at the end of every month or you make minimum payments. And when you make minimum payments, you're paying a tremendous amount of interest. And they'd love for you to keep doing that for the rest of your life. Don't do that. If you're a homeowner, you don't have to. You have equity in your home. An American Equity Mortgage will show you what a bill consolidation loan is all about. And you renters, rates are still low, still some good deals out there on some property, some houses. My goodness, stop renting and start getting a tax deduction and something that will appreciate. They can help you with that, too. Go to AmericanEquity.com or call 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage.
Live from downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist in the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, everybody. How you doing this afternoon?
Just great, Bill. Thank you.
Good. Well, Paula Deen made her first post-scandal appearance over the weekend at a Texas cooking show, and she cried.
Yeah.
Oh. Apparently, they found out they ran out of lard.
Cheers made of butter.
And a town in Arizona is hosting its own version of Spain's Running of the Bulls this October. Because if there's one thing Arizona's missing right now, it's thousands of Spanish-speaking people running for their lives. More of that. And people are excited about the $400 million Powerball lottery, even though, of course, the odds are against them. People should really go back to getting rich the old-fashioned way, being born a Kardashian.
Right.
Finally, this happened. Well, a study has just come out that says eating nuts can lower cholesterol.
Hmm.
Yeah. To which Ryan Seacrest said, tell me about it.
Oh, hey.
Wow.
Man. Cholesterol free.
The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We're giving Ryan Seacrest a million seconds to respond. You see what I did there?
Yeah.
I am Mr. Segway. And that takes us right at the 5 o'clock, which means the Harris Challenge is right around the corner on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. He'd been suffering serious mental health problems. Officials say paranoia was one of the issues Washington Navy Yard shooter Aaron Alexis had been dealing with in